coming up here pretty soon. We got the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Games, the banquet, a lot of great events associated. Got the clinic as well as coaches get a chance to gather in Lincoln for a couple of days. And the volleyball event's going to be, of course, if you ask any volleyball coach, the volleyball event's better than any of the All-Star Games, basketball and softball, but they're all good. But we had a chance to preview this a little bit with the two coaches, head coaches for this event in studio with me. Somebody I know pretty well, and Coach Kim Barnett from Southwest. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. There's not many times I have her in studio with me. Not doesn't happen very often, so welcome to my home away from home. You know that,
thank
right?
Thank you. Yeah, I visit every now and then during the summer months, but otherwise I don't get a chance to get in here.
And Coach Katie Wenz of Lincoln Pius. We know Katie for, she's done some great things with the Thunderbolts and many years at Arapahoe High School. How has your summer been treating you so far, Katie?
It's been great. Been busy, been traveling, been doing league games. So it's been great. I'm enjoying it and taking advantage of it all.
It's been a fast summer again. It's already almost mid-July. It's gone quick, hasn't it?
So once July 4th hits in the volleyball world, it's over, but here we go.
Exactly right, Coach Barnett. Same way. This boy, as the older we get, the faster these summers just fly by, don't they?
Yeah, it seems like you blink and here we are. You know, you hit July and all the volleyball camps are going on, then you have coaches clinic, and then it's time for season, so...
Yeah, both these coaches are getting ready for really a busy month of July. Coach Barnett, you've got as we're taping right now, getting ready to go to Kearney. A couple of trips to Kearney is kind of your camps here in the month of July, isn't it?
Yeah, as it worked out, all of our camps will actually be in Kearney this year, just in different locations. But yeah, we'll be heading the next 3 weeks into different locations at Kearney for some camp.
You get a chance to be in one of those tournaments in the new Sportsplex, don't you?
Yeah, we get to go down to the top 10 camp and be in the new Sportsplex. So that'll be fun, you know, for everyone to get in there and see what it's like.
Katie, you've got some camps coming up here in the weeks to come as well, don't you?
Yeah, we're going to Creighton here on Monday, Tuesday. And so that nice thing about that tournament is you play some new teams. But we also play some teams that will play during season. So we get kind of a... early look at that, and then we're going to turn around and head up to South Dakota. So we're going to look forward to playing some new teams there, and some former players of mine are alums now there, so it's always kind of fun to go up where your players moved on to. So it's pretty exciting.
Get a chance to coach in this NCAA All-Star game coming up here, Katie. Lincoln North Star, I'm sure when the news came out, you're chosen as a head coach, you're pretty happy or pretty excited about this, aren't you?
Yeah, it's one of those things like you're humbled and it's exciting, and it really is kind of one of those things. Your peers nominate you, your peers vote for you. So one of the cool things I think is me personally as a coach is like, people can see that I'm doing things, and they have confidence in me to work with these kids. And it's just really an honor to be voted on by your peers. Some of the people that you look up to have done these, and I remember when I first started, I was like, I wonder if I'll ever get like even nominated to do that, you know? And so being a part of this is just super cool, super awesome. Like I said, some of the best coaches have done that, and sometimes I'm like, wow, they know so much more from me. But just to be there representing Pius and representing coaches is just really fun and really humbling and really amazing.
Katie, you get a chance to coach one of your own final time, and Faith Venable, an outside hitter, get a chance to coach her one more time, don't you?
Yeah, and that's, you know, Faith's a great kid, and we have a pretty strong relationship. I had her for 4 years on varsity, and she's moved on to Omaha right now, and I asked her one day, I said, Faith, are you more excited to play or more excited to bother me at practice again and keep me in line and joke with me? And she said, I think I'm more excited to tease you and all over again. And she said, can we be next door neighbors in the dorm? And I said, I don't think so. So it's really fun to bring that little humor and comedic situation back with her. And she's a great kid, great athlete, works hard. And so super excited to have her kind of back with me again one more time.
Get a chance to coach along Becky Schneider of Clarkson Lee. Have a chance, I'm sure you've had a chance to talk to Coach Schneider a little bit now and then about this whole big game.
Yeah, and I didn't really know her. I knew of her before this, so we've chatted quite a few times, and it sounds like a lot of what we want to do lines up, matches, and she's had some great success. And so I'm excited to learn from her. I'm also excited to learn from the other coaches, Kim and Skylar, because I'm always learning. And so Becky's been great. I'm excited to see what we can come up with to push and challenge these girls, and learn from Kim and see what she's doing, and just kind of spend time with people that I don't normally get a coach with and see all the time. So Becky's been great. She's been awesome in the communication with what do we want to do with so much talent. And so looking forward to doing more on the court with her as well.
Coach Barnett, I know you're excited as heck to be a part of this game coming up, aren't you?
Yeah, it's going to be a super fun time. I've coached a couple of different All-Star games, mostly area kids, so I've known who they are. Going down, you know, to Lincoln, I'm not going to know most of the team, so that'll be fun and enjoyable to see some new faces and get to know new people and do that type of stuff. And then, of course, talking with other coaches and seeing some things that they do and in their practices and, you know, that type of stuff, just to put it all together. It'll be a great time.
Get a chance to coach one of your own, Natalie Nelms, one more time. You've had a chance to coach your one All-Star game already this summer. Get a chance one more time.
Yep. Natalie's going to go on to Doan after this, and we'll get to watch her play probably a couple of times, so it'll be fun to coach her one more time.
Yep. As far as your coach is getting ready, camp's coming up, and hard to believe, Coach Barnett, the season's right around the corner. My gosh, and the dreaded back to school words are right around the corner. But you can kind of get these All-Star games kind of bring out, hey, it's almost time to get our high school teams back at it again.
Yeah, it's kind of get back in the flow type of thing. And you know, getting ready for season gets you excited for season. And it's a good end to the summer, so that'll be fun.
And I got to say congratulations to this young lady right here, because she gets her 25-year coaching award, and that'll be at the banquet there on Sunday. And that's a huge honor, no question.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see all of the coaches that I've coached with. You know, throughout the years, that'll be down there getting the honor too, so that's cool.
You bet. Going to be a fun time. And Katie, I know you're getting ready for your season as well. Like I talked to Kim a little bit, that's right around the corner, back to school and everything. You hate to say that, but it's the truth, isn't it?
You know, it is. And actually, you know, the chaos of school starting volleyball sometimes seems like calm, you know. You prepare all summer, and with my kids, what's fortunate is a lot of them do club. Sometimes what's hard is they're doing club. So I really haven't had all of them together yet this summer. You know, some now are doing basketball. So I'm really excited to get the season going to where I have them all working together. I've seen some amazing and great things that make me excited, specifically last night. But we still had two gone. So one of the things I'm looking forward to is mostly starting the season is getting all the kids in the same gym and getting our routine figured out. So that's coming up soon.
And as far as this game itself, and it's going to be fun. It's Lincoln North Star. Hopefully we'll get a big crowd. I don't know who I was talking to the other day that they felt like the volleyball game brings in the most people to watch of all the games, the softball game, the volleyball game, the two basketball games, that volleyball is in the most watched. So, Katie, you would agree. You're down there in Lincoln, and, of course, Husker country and everything. Volleyball is kind of becoming king around here in this state, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I've done some help with the games the past couple years, and it gets big, and that's a huge compliment to, like, what all the coaches have been doing to raise the level of play in the state, to put it out there how amazing volleyball is. I know out west is great. Back here in Lincoln, Omaha area, where I'm more familiar with, it's great. And this game, you know, every year there's some awesome athletes playing. But I think I was talking to Kim one time. This year is some really good athletes. Some midterm and started in January, so some names aren't on that court, but looking at the roster, when I was talking to Kim about the divisions and stuff, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't think it is a stacked team if you could make it stacked, because they're all so good, it's going to be so even and competitive. So it's going to be a really fun night of really good volleyball. And no matter how it turns out, red or blue wins or loses, neither team's going to lose, because it's going to be some outstanding volleyball. And, like, that's what I'm super excited for, is just to see that talent all come together.
Hey, Coach Barnett, you would have, like Coach Wentz talked about, you're putting A, B, C, and D athletes all together in two teams playing against each other.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best athletes across the state, doesn't matter what class. So, you know, you've got all of the best athletes. And really, I don't think we had too many turn down, you know, our invitation. So, you know, you've got the top caliber girls in the state that are going to be playing in this game.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you two. It's not the first time you've coached against each other. You, Katie, back in Arapahoe days and with Kimmins over Southwest. Last year, what would have been the last year, Katie?
Well, I will start my 11th year at Pius this year, so 14. And I keep telling her every time I see her, one of these times we'll coach together and not against each other. But no, it's fun to coach, I guess, with. I would say with, because, I mean, we're going to be so many things. But it's always fun to get against somebody and work with somebody that you truly respect. And Kim probably doesn't know it, but when I was out in Arapahoe and I didn't know what I was doing because I was a first-year head coach, like, it's little things that you watch that she would do. I'm like, okay, this is what she's doing. Pay attention to that. So she's brought things to my career that I've used and grown from, and I've always loved watching her success at state. I love watching her kids come practice when they come down here at Pius, and so a lot of respect for her. A lot of times we've gone head-to-head, and it's been fun.
No question about it. And do you remember that? I can't remember what I did yesterday. So 2013, 2014.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely do remember that. And I was actually hoping that we would be on the same team coaching together. But unfortunately, we're against each other, I guess. But it'll be fun.
It'll be a blast. No question about it. And good crowd will turn out for both. So looking forward to it. And we hope we'll get a big crowd down there. Katie, I know you're busy with camps going on. Thanks again for the time. And we will see you on that Tuesday night, if not beforehand, for what's going to be a great volleyball match to watch.
Yes, Kim, looking forward to seeing you guys. It's always kind of fun to have a little bit of my Western Nebraska ties still there. So I always tell you, Rich, I wouldn't be anywhere if Western Nebraska didn't give me a chance. So,
yeah, but you still keeping tabs with some of your friends back here in Arapahoe and Furnace County, don't you?
Absolutely. I still follow them, still come out there. I haven't forgotten the way back out there yet.
You bet. Coach Barnett, thank you very much. Going to be fun time. Busy. I will barely see her a lot in the next 2 weeks because she's at camps. She's in Lincoln. Of course, we're going to be down there to watch it, of course. But this is one of the times why. Bye, honey. We'll see you later. So
that's something you're used to. I'd rather go down and see Katie, someone I don't get to see very often. Ouch. Have a little volleyball talk and have a good time.
You bet. Hope to see a lot of folks once again, and thanks to both coaches for a talk and a little preview of the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball Contest.